From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Armed British police searched the home Saturday in a London suburb of Sunbury. Authorities said an 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover. A police statement called that arrest significant. London Police Commissioner Cressida Dick told reporters Saturday that the threat level has been altered.
We have a very considerable threat. My colleagues in the intelligence agencies would say that this is a shift in threat. It's not a spike.
Earlier Saturday, London Transit Authority said they have reopened the Parsons Green station where the bomb on a train partially detonated. About 3,000 leftist activists and migrants marched through central Athens Saturday to honor the memory of activist rapper Pavlos Fesais, who was murdered by neo-Nazi sympathizer 4 years ago, and American Heather Heyer killed last month in Charlottesville, Virginia. Bejan Hamdard has the details.
The protesters marched past the U.S. Embassy on their way to the main offices of extreme-right, anti-immigrant Golden Dawn Party, demanding that the offices shut down and party members jailed. Police wouldn't let the march reach the Golden Dawn headquarters and had some firebombs thrown at them. Police responded with tear gas.
The marchers have mostly dispersed, but a small group did throw firebombs outside police headquarters, and three have been detained. More than 700 mayors from Catalonia met in Barcelona in a show of strength amid pressure from Spain's central government not to hold an independence referendum. Political tensions in Spain are increasing as the proposed voting date of October 1st approaches. The Catalan government has been scrambling to push for the vote despite the central government's warnings. This is VOA News.